This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
What's up, everybody?
After a long hiatus, huh?
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It has been 3 weeks since we've been in the studio to do a show.
Burn offerings. I don't know. We're gonna, you know, Tony's just as busy as you guys. We haven't been putting out any This Day in History either.
Yeah, Burn Offerings in the chat's asking Armand, what's up with the early schedule of TDH, This Day in History? You guys get around to it. This fucking holidays has been killing us all.
What's going on here?
Eric himself has been killing himself working on his day job.
Yeah, Eric's like a
working
wraith.
Days and nights.
I'm working right now.
No time to do any kind of research.
I literally am.
Wow, I believe it.
How about you just close your... I'm going to give you the hour and a half off. You don't need your laptop for this show, right?
Yeah. You just.
Why don't you give me your phone and close your laptop and we'll have a good old time.
I just want to make
without
sure.
It.
Well, you can just interject as necessary.
Just as necessary. So what are we talking about today, Armand, main co-host?
Well, you talked about the apocalypse. I thought we were talking about like the end of the whole universe, but apparently just the Earth or civilization.
My thought was on this particular episode, with it being the holidays and everybody wanting basically to die.
Yeah,
let's talk about the world society's preoccupation with doomsday and the apocalypse, how everyone seems to have a doomsday plan or at least is ready for the zombies to show up.
I think we've always had that. There's always been a fascination with the end of the world. I mean, you know, this Norse mythology, all these mythos
that's fair.
Has
every
an
religion.
End of the world. Correct.
Right. So, I mean, you could say it starts from religion.
But wouldn't you think that, I'm just talking about like the guys, these young guys in our big room here, seem to be very nihilistic, you know? They don't seem to.
I'm pretty nihilistic in that regard myself.
Well, I think the future is very bright. Science and tech, you're a science and tech guy.
True.
You don't think the computerization and all this nanotech and genetics and...
It's got as much potential to bring us up as it does to pull us down.
Well, what's the... Okay, so what? How would it...
Like you said, nanotech.
Like these nanobots would get out of control and totally
take
over?
Yeah, you ever heard
over?
Of the Grey Goose scenario?
Please.
So the Grey Goose scenario is whenever the self-replicating nanobots basically get out of their container and replicate beyond
They're
the point where we control them. And they basically replicate and take over the entire world.
Now, what do you think the odds of that are?
I don't know. I've never seen a self-replicating nanobot. I don't think they exist yet. But if they did exist...
Slim to none, being how they're impossible.
Think about it. It's like a mechanical virus. If we give it the ability to eat any type of, you know, whatever type
wouldn't
of material...
incorporate some sort of control into it that...
You would hope, but as what's the guy's name in Jurassic Park said, life finds a way. And then you get dinosaurs that can have sex with themselves and have kids.
Okay.
We're getting a little past the point.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
That may be desultory, but yeah, okay. So, but
that's
like
one of the
I
apocalypse
say,
scenarios, though, that I'm sure most people
and
are
And what
not.
Would that be? The nanobots take over.
That's it. That's,
and what happens to humans?
That's it. We're donezo. We can become food. We're the same. I would think the nanobots, humans, are the same as a tree or as the same as any organic material or whatever material they use to replicate. I don't know what nanobots would use, actually.
They would use our actual like carbon, the atoms in us to replicate?
I don't know. I mean... If you think Star Trek style, maybe they have some way to completely take matter down to the submolecular level or subatomic level and reconstitute it however they want.
Oh,
like a straight replicator.
Have you seen this Futurama?
Futurama has a great Grey Goo episode. Yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, I got to look that one up. Okay.
Yeah, you like Futurama? I didn't know you were into that show.
I never heard of it, but I'll look it up now.
It's a cartoon. It's done by Matt Groening, the same guy that does The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
It's set
I thought it was a podcast.
No,
it was our competition.
No, it's a cartoon. It's set 1,000 years in the future. A pizza delivery boy went on a pizza delivery, tripped, and fell into a cryostasis chamber and woke up 1,000 years in the future. And he's experiencing the world, kind of like a kinetic Yankee in King Arthur's Court, but reversed. You know, just out of time.
So how is the future looking? Pretty bleak?
Pretty bleak. He meets his best friend in a suicide booth line. Okay. So in the future, they have a booth you can walk up to, put a quarter in, and it kills you.
Oh. Well, that's like Soylent Green.
Kind of. Kind of. No, that was pretty good, though. But the Grey Goose scenario is not one I would say that it's society in general. Well, society in general would not romanticize.
Well, I mean, we were talking on Ocho Man. He mentioned a doomsday asteroid. I mean, those come like once every... We're overdue, actually, I think, for one of them, aren't
Depends
we?
On how big. It's kind of right. like floods. You know, you got your 100-year floods, your 50-year floods, right. or you got your million-year asteroids, your 50-million-year yeah. asteroids. Yeah, I mean, we're always overdue for something,
well,
be it
the
earthquake.
KT was 66 million years ago.
Yeah, the one that hit Yucatan?
Yeah. Chicxulub, yeah.
Chicxulub, yeah. That's another bad one, man. That's one of those ones that there
that
is no...
That we might be able to do something about,
Well,
though.
We might be able to, but as a person, what can you do about it?
Nothing.
You can't even make a plan for afterwards. You can't really make a survival plan for Grey Goo or the asteroid coming in. Because what could your plan be to get away from the Grey Goo, something that's going to eat all the food that you could possibly eat? You can bury yourself underground with a lifetime supply of canned goods. This is about your only way around it.
Futurama has a Soylent Green episode, too?
They have an episode for everything. Oh, so many goes. The guys who wrote that, a lot of them are actually PhD mathematicians. They like to work in little math things all the time into the show. It's pretty good. Way, way beyond anything we were capable of. Like,
I don't know. I'm pretty optimistic
of the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think so. Right, you got to wear shades, huh?
I don't know about that, but you know, stock market's killing me. But anyway, if I live long enough, I think
so. Global economic collapse. You think that could actually lead to a real apocalypse to the point where people
economic collapse?
You don't think that could ever lead to the point where the governments dissolve and there's basically you end up in a zombie-type apocalypse without the zombies?
It could
people.
Be anarchy. Yeah,
yeah, more or less anarchy.
But I don't know. I mean, the 30s, we were close. The Depression almost just about did it. But some of these people say that, you know, there is going to be a time when with all this debt we're in and this unlimited printing of money when, you know, well, for instance, you take Germany. There have been hyperinflation episodes, and Germany... Well, they didn't descend into chaos, but they were pretty close. I mean, you had the Nazis,
right?
The
they were just printing marks
you
like they were
got Hitler. Yeah, well, they're worthless. Yeah, they're papering their walls with it.
Right, burn it because it's cheaper to burn that than it is buy firewood.
Right,
with
right.
It. Hey, Eric, I was just wondering, did you do that during Ocho Man show?
Do what?
Your support
on my phone.
On your phone?
Yeah, ask Armand.
Yeah, he was.
Any chance are you gonna do
rather
that?
Non-contributory?
People are talking in the chat.
I think he's already had his apocalypse.
Yeah, are you dead? Is your apocalypse happening?
I think he's already done. Well, he sure looks.
Are you going to be able to get into this one? Are you going to?
I'm trying.
You're in the right mood. So am I.
I know. I feel you.
You know how much money I've lost last? Ugh, I don't want to think about it. I'm almost broke.
Almost broke? What's almost broke? Well, I don't want to ask you what almost broke is to you, but apparently it's pretty bad, huh?
He said he was going back to podiatry.
Yeah.
No, not that evil shit.
I got to renew my license. I really do.
Wow, man, that's
horrible. I never thought I'd say those words. Yeah, that's the apocalypse for me.
Well, that's it. Could be apocalypse for a lot of people. Do you think an economic collapse could lead to a point of anarchy to where we are in an apocalyptic scenario?
It would be interesting if money had no value and we went back to whatever barter or whatever you had to.
We're not mass producing food anymore. I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? You're not having people like General Mills cranking out cereal grain or whatever like for the masses. So at that point, right then and there, massive die out of people. Massive.
Think of the famine. Going to be survival of the fittest?
I mean,
possible.
Fuck, I bet we see a new rise in cannibalism.
Ooh, I don't know about
that.
You think?
I mean, why not?
Yeah, I'd be eating insects and things before you resort to cannibalism, wouldn't you?
Maybe you. I'm pretty lazy. I don't want to collect up 100 grasshoppers for a barely empty stomach.
I've been fasting a lot lately, and I like it.
Well, let's see if that becomes the norm, though.
300 or 400 calories a day.
Seriously.
I've really been, in fact, I just ate for the first time in, the party. I ate at the party. And I just ate it an hour and a half ago. What is that? About 40
that was like
hours?
2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah, almost 42 hours, something like that.
Damn.
That's pretty nuts, man. So you're about ready for the apocalypse when it comes to food-wise.
I think I'll make it there, yeah. I think we can all, you know, you need water, et cetera, and electrolytes. Sure. But other than that.
Let me ask you this then. Say whatever apocalypse happens, we can get into scenarios or whatever later. We'll probably beat scenarios into the ground. Could you survive on your own? Like, say, every other person in the world disappeared.
That's why fast. I can't hunt. I can't. Oh, I mean, I don't think. I think I could, you know,
scavenge?
Stave off other people, but I don't think I could hunt. And
so it's just
actually
you.
Survive on.
You don't think you could just survive
on nature? No,
you would die.
I'd eat the wrong berry. I'd be dead in a day.
Well, at least for the first few years, you think you'd be able to scavenge canned goods out of houses.
Yeah, that I could eat. Now, that was a good Twilight Zone episode. Now, these are all the post-apocalyptic
scenarios.
Remember the Twilight Zone episode where they were the old man in the cave, and this little Hamlet had only survived because this little man in the cave kept giving them, don't eat this, don't eat, you know, we have all this canned goods, don't eat this shit. So they told him exactly what to eat, and they're basically just you know, getting by on scavenging, and but they have all this food. And then apparently this new order comes in, and James Coburn, actually, when he's real young, this military outfit comes into the town. And said, "What are you guys, nuts? Eat it all." And they find out the little old man in the cave is a computer, of course. And they
and he was just telling them to...
Yeah, they bust it up, and they eat all the canned goods, and they all die.
Well,
but it was interesting. The old man in the cave, it's called, that episode. Check it out. You'd like it. And, of course, the Mad Max... You know,
the Mad Max movies are great. That's a real weird one. So that came after a nuclear war, right?
Right.
And it was the post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Right.
It was actually the first Mad Max. I'm not quite exactly sure what the scenario was there, because
it wasn't
really post-apocalyptic.
No, I don't think so. It was just
Warrior.
It was like a dystopian kind of.
Right. I mean, like, shit's gone bad. There's not a lot of fuel left or whatever.
But it's not
Australia,
a nuclear war
in the 80s, pretty much. Actually, it's just, I think it's just Australia in the 80s. It was a shitty time there.
Yeah. It had just been, yeah,
it's
contemporary. Yeah.
But, no, like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, for instance, though. Now, that was an interesting... I hope we don't make it to that point, you know what I mean? To the point where we've broken down completely to where society is completely barter town, you know what I mean? You got to go to the big barter town to get whatever you need. Everybody preys upon everybody.
Well, if we had a nuclear war, do you think anyone's... Have you seen On the Beach?
I have not.
Great movie.
When that come out?
1959.
I was ready for that. I figured it was...
Neville Shute wrote it, and it was like... It was in Melbourne, Australia... And the Northern Hemisphere has been wiped out, Northern Hemisphere. They don't say why or anything, but that's basically what it is. And Melbourne is waiting for the big radioactive cloud to come down, and it's really good. It's actually
Fallout eventually gets there, I take it? Or
I don't want to give away the end, but I think it's pretty obvious what happens.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the fascination is with the apocalypse and wanting to try to survive like that? Do you think it's everybody just wanting to get back to, like,
the root
of humans, what they used to do? Like, humans used this was that was no thing for humans to survive on the... I mean, fuck, that's
You're
how we got
talking
through.
Inside of your mic.
I think it's the same fascination
that's how we
all
got through, you know what
but,
I mean?
But like, it's the same fascination we have with death, don't you? I mean, the death of your son. When you die, it's basically the apocalypse for you. So,
I mean, but like the
apocalypse. That's not what I think about.
Would you want to take everybody
test.
With you?
No.
It's the ultimate test, you know what I mean, of your survival. If you can do it or not. Can you survive like they used to 10,000 years ago? You know
so the
I
question
mean?
Is, can I drop you into the woods right now, and we'll call it the apocalypse, and could you survive? I mean, can most people survive if they're dropped in the woods? I think most people
Well, what's that
fucked.
Game show? Don't they have a our
Survivor
that,
or whatever?
Yeah, whatever. They,
Naked
do they,
and Afraid?
Yeah, naked and what do they have? What I don't watch
they just
it.
They drop you in a
Skin.
Desolate location.
Do they give him a tool?
A week.
They have
no,
a knife
no,
or something?
You're naked and afraid.
Okay. So all you have is your fear.
And your naked body.
Well, there you go. How do they make out? I guess they make out, huh? But
well,
if they get bit by a tarantula
episode.
Or something, they bring them in.
Yeah. You can call for help.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Armand and Eric. What do you guys think the most likeliest of end-of-day scenarios are to bring about a global apocalypse?
I think
financial
maybe in our
collapse.
Time. Yeah, you may be right about that. Economic collapse.
I would say it's more likely that we would have a pandemic.
Pandemic's very likely. But
that'd be kind of the way to go too, if you think about it.
If we haven't had them yet, I mean, the Black Plague didn't do it, you know, and we're much better at more adaptable now. I don't know about a pandemic. I don't.
It'd have to be a gnarly strain.
Yeah,
one hell.
Although, unless it could be a man-made strain.
There you go.
Oh yeah, biological weapon.
It's the same. It's the same thing more or less as the Grey Goose scenario. Something man-made getting out of control and wiping us out.
Right.
Now the trick there would be: would you be one of the few? Hopefully in a scenario that there isn't, you know, like everybody gets wiped out. Maybe you're one of the 1% who survive.
Yeah, I've seen A Boy and His Dog. That's another post-apocalyptic.
A Boy and His Dog. I've not seen that
one. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't think I've watched that either.
I think Kirk Douglas is in that. But anyway, what were you saying about you think that's more likely?
I would think so. I mean, you guys think
Pitt or I don't know about financial collapse, if that would be as cataclysmic. I mean, it would be pretty bad. I mean, there would be riots in the streets, but I think there would still be food to eat. It would just be a totally different kind of... You know, you'd have to barter and
it'd be a different society.
Every man out for himself.
Society broke down and you have to reform into a new type of society.
But that's not by and large would you call that by definition an apocalypse?
If society completely breaks down, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what we're talking about. The romantic apocalypse is the world is intact more or less.
Well, you've probably basically got that in Argentina right now, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they're eating dogs, they're eating garbage, they're eating whatever they can find. Literally, the average Argentinian's lost like 20 pounds.
What's
the
going on? Just economic
socialism.
Jesus.
Fucking socialism.
So they can't eat. They don't have any. There's nothing.
Sucks.
There's nothing there. They can't eat anything. There's nothing to eat. That's why there's this mass migration to Colombia, and they're trying to get the hell out of the country.
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah, and that's basically what you're seeing. It's pretty much broken down. Now, we do send, I mean, I think there are some aid packages and stuff, but still, it's nowhere near enough.
I hate to hear that.
They're literally, you know, I don't know if they're practicing cannibalism, but that may be the next thing, because they're starving.
There's a scenario for you. It's the apocalypse, and you've got no food. You run out of food. You eat your dog?
Yeah, fuck
oh, yeah. I'd eat my, yeah. I'd eat my wife if I had one.
Can't you get, like,
maybe I get married.
Prions from eating, or what do they call
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's like mad cow disease.
Yeah, well, you cook it. I think if you cook it, I think you're okay.
I think maybe it's if you eat the brain tissue. I don't know.
Yeah, there's certain. I'd avoid that. I mean, that might be a
prion. Yeah, don't eat the brain.
Yeah, leave the brain and the paws. Oh, well, you know, they put them in hot dogs, so I guess they're okay.
The paws?
Yeah. That's the ground up, like, hooves. And not dog paws, but, like, the hooves of ungulates. That's what's in a hot dog, like cartilage and the other
Stop,
crap
please.
They don't use for
I
everything
like
else.
Hot dogs.
Gross, man. I thought they were, like, a complete liquid.
No, that's like that pink goo. Remember that?
No.
They make the McDonald's. Supposedly they made the McDonald's.
Oh, the
patty.
Chickens? Yeah, chicken
yeah.
patties
chicken,
out of
chicken McDonald's
oh,
or whatever.
That's gross, too. That's an apocalypse waiting to happen. Whenever all of our food just becomes pink goo that turns into chicken.
I don't know. Like I said, this fasting, I'm getting along so well. I don't really know if you need food, to tell you the truth. And some of these people.
You have to have food, yes, Armando.
Yeah, not much. Not
now.
Much. Water, you need. Water, but food, you can go 3 months without food.
3 months, hell, 3 weeks, maybe.
Honest to God, I didn't eat for 17 days when I was wrestling. 17 days.
Why the fuck would you do that?
To cut weight. All I did was suck on orange peels and chew gum.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I dropped from 173 to 150.
Wow.
True story. Yeah, that's I cut crazy. Weight for the regionals. Yep.
Let me ask you this, Armand. What would you do if we had advanced knowledge there is an asteroid coming? You have 6 months. It's hitting in 6 months to the day. The government has come out, finally says, yes,
right.
we know about it,
uh-huh.
and there's not a goddamn thing we can do.
Right.
What do you do? Do you work?
You have an orgy with everybody else. That's all you go.
That's your plan is orgy?
Well, that's what everybody else is going to do. You're going to have some big hedonist. What else is there to do?
I mean, I think it would be a lot like The Purge. At first, you're going to have a lot of people. Immediately, people are going to start wiping each other out and taking shit.
Why?
Yeah.
What, are cops going to stick around and do their job for
I know,
no reward?
What good is it? Well, you can get a Porsche for 6 months? I'd
yeah,
just
no,
get
exactly right.
Get their stock of food so you can survive. You and
that
your
whole 6 months, right. And even then, if I'm an asshole, like one of the assholes who's going to steal something like that, and I want your Porsche, fuck it. There's no recourse. I'm going to take it.
I don't know. By your
I'm
own,
not,
but
by, I'm saying if
by
I'm
your own, I think by your own criteria, though, I think there's probably enough food to last mankind six. I don't think food's going to be the big issue. It's going to be, you know, if you got your affairs in order, people are going to be out having fun on cruise ships and
shit, man. I bet the food stores in the stores last less than 2 weeks.
Well, what would you do if you had cancer and you're going to be relatively healthy, but you know 6 months you're dead? What would you do?
Well, that's different, man. There's rules still at that point. There's no rules if I'm everybody else is under the same scenario. If
yeah,
everyone
but if,
in
okay,
the world
but you had
cancer,
a lot of money, would you get a Porsche or what? I would. You just go out and get laid, right, and have fun and
yeah,
do
right.
all kinds of drugs.
Yeah,
you probably just, that's what you do.
I mean, yeah,
get
sex
out of
and drugs.
Yeah,
who cares about an OD? You got nothing to lose.
You got nothing to lose. You might
right.
as well
go out. Yeah, go out with the syringe in your,
go
you
out
know,
on
with
your
the needle in your
on.
Vein.
Yeah.
I would think.
What about human overpopulation as a doomsday scenario?
I don't want not with all my coworkers. No, not that. Oh God, no. Okay, what's that?
I said, what about overpopulation leading to a collapse?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to overpopulate. I think we're going to top out about 9 billion and then, you know, because most of these countries.
They say right now we have America has the lowest reproduction rate since the Great Depression.
Are you kidding? Europe, well, that's a big problem in Russia. I think Germany's giving you 40,000 marks to have a kid. They're paying people to
wow.
have children. Oh, Europe, that's a big problem in Europe. I think Spain.
You get four or five wives. You got a business.
Yeah, well, that's
oh, shit.
Well, the Muslims move in, and that's probably what they're doing. But there's a big problem in Russia. They're losing a lot of population. Their population is like 140 million now. It's probably going to be 110 within 30 years or something. They're dying like flies over there.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's – now, if you take – now, India – China's kind of got it under control because they're killing every
right.
girl baby.
Now they've overtaken
India,
China.
Right, they will. Africa and some yeah. parts of Latin America. But other than that, yeah, the U.S., we have a negative, probably almost a negative, because I know Spain's negative.
So you think it's a third world issue overpopulation
right,
at this
absolutely.
Point. And it's probably due mostly to lack of birth control and education?
Yeah,
or
yeah. Because in the, makes sense right, because in the developed world, it's another problem. They want more people. Europe wants, that's why they're letting all the Muslims in. That was the argument. We're losing people. We need new people. We need young people.
Sure.
Because the population's aging.
It doesn't take but a generation or two for you to completely wipe out your civilization if nobody makes
it. Long.
Have you
yeah.
ever seen, there was an interview I watched, and it was a man in England somewhere. It was a Muslim man. And he said that, you know, we don't have to fight a war here or nothing. He said there's so many of us that are coming in the country
right.
that if we all have 5 and 6 babies apiece,
sure.
we will outnumber in 30 or 40 years.
It won't
years,
take that long.
He said yeah. we will outnumber the Christian population, right. the white population. We'll be the senators. We'll be the parliament. We'll
right.
be making the rules.
Absolutely.
It doesn't take that
long. So yeah, we don't even have to fight.
I think
years and we'll have everything we want here in Europe. Europe will be ours.
I read somewhere that I think schools in London, I believe, are already 30% Muslim. The schools. So this is the younger generation coming through.
It doesn't scare me at all. I mean, people are going to have religions, but...
Well,
but
Sharia law scares me.
It's statements like that we could take over if we wanted to that scares me. Like, why should anybody take over? Why can't we all just... I sound like a fucking hippie, yeah, but you get my point. Like, what's the difference between...
You need a tie-dyed shirt to be talking like that.
That let's be part of a group mentality, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a Muslim and we're going to take over.
Yeah, but
I'm a white guy and we're going to take over.
But the problem with Muslims are the hardcore Muslims, you're either a Muslim or you're the enemy. Christians aren't like that.
I know somebody that followed that same rule.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dealing in absolutes
like that. Oh, God damn it. Don't go into Star Wars here, man. Only Sith deal in absolutes.
Either you're with me or you're my enemy.
Well, that's what the Quran says, apparently. So, I don't know. I mean, not all Muslims ascribe to that. Hmm. But there are, you know, even if it's only 1%, you got 1.2 billion. That's a lot of Muslims that are out to
cut
some heads off. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
You're a little off topic.
Well, we're talking about apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if everybody gets their head cut off, that's an apocalypse.
Could be a Christian apocalypse, yeah. They want to wipe off, you know, we're going to wipe out Israel, but anyway, we're not anti-Muslim.
There won't be the Christians here anymore anyway.
Well, what about that? Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think about what are the odds of a rapture? Jesus coming?
Not good.
Would you bet against it?
Yeah.
100-1?
You think he'd be raptured up with the rest of them?
No.
I know where he's going.
You don't think he would?
I would.
Yeah, what have you done so bad?
I'm a nice guy at heart, man.
I don't think I've ever really truly wished anything bad on anybody or did anything truly bad. So I think I'm going.
What about you, Armand? I don't know.
I've never actually had ill will towards someone and acted on it. Like, you know, I've never, like...
Yeah, that's true. I'm not.
I've never, like, had a hatched a plot against someone. You know what I mean? I've never put something into effect.
Stolen money. I mean, the Ten Commandments, I think we've all broken, disrespected your parents.
I mean, maybe
doesn't
petty
take
theft
much.
Here
Jerked
there.
Off.
Maybe
you know?
Petty theft. Okay, you know, jerking off. If I'm going to hell for that, then
yeah, you're done. You're done.
You can't climb the ladder to heaven with your dick in your hand ever.
Watch
it's,
me.
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for you to put
you're
your dick
in your hand. You telling me you can't climb a ladder with three legs? Where would you move? If the apocalypse happened, you're the only person. Where are you going?
Nowhere. I'm not moving anywhere.
You're going to stay here for these winters?
Where would you move if the rapture happens? Because if the rapture happens, what happens? The
only
good
the
people
good
go to heaven, but what happens to everybody else?
We stay here on hell. Or stay here in
and
hell.
And this is hell.
So well,
that's not that bad.
So that's what the devil has
to take like 25 people.
Pardon me?
Ain't no.
He's got a point.
You know what I mean? Like,
you think that's only people?
It won't be that different.
There's like 4 priests and 8 kids are going. That's it.
The Pope and the Cardinals.
No,
Pope's not going. He's not going.
And if you get the priest and the kids together in the same room before they get to heaven, the priest ain't going either.
Well, all right. Well, I'm just theoretically, I'm just trying to. Is that what happens?
What a generalization.
The rapture, Jesus comes back, and everybody just floats into heaven?
Up, I guess.
It's instant judgment, isn't it? Like, basically, from what I understand, it's instant judgment. If you're judged worthy, you're
anybody,
going.
Anybody know that? Donna? Anybody?
Why would
what happens
know?
At the,
I don't think
Donna
anybody
seems like a pious young lady.
I don't think anybody really
she's
knows
here,
yeah. Mercy.
Armand.
Frank would know. Huh? What's that?
I said I don't think anybody really knows it, Armand.
Well, I'm just someone that's
I mean somebody knows the dogmatic
about,
version
yeah,
yeah.
The
about the Bible.
Or whatever.
Just, yeah, we're talking in theoretically.
So you're telling me you'd live here. You wouldn't move. Why is that?
Why?
Why would you stay
where
if there
Where the fuck am I gonna go? Why
wouldn't you
want
to go somewhere tropical?
I don't know. I think I'd rather go to Alaska than travel.
Why?
What? I don't like hot weather. What are you talking about? The 6-month asteroid
or
scenario?
What about LA area?
Oh, I live there.
They got great weather all year round.
Where are you gonna grow your food at in that concrete jungle?
Earthquake could
easily.
Kill you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What big deal would an earthquake be if you lived in one of the flat parts of the valley or whatever?
Well, the whole apparently, if that San Andreas goes, when the big one hits, the whole thing tumbles like Superman.
I guess you're right.
Tumbles into the ocean.
Hmm.
In what scenario are we talking about?
Any
though?
Scenario.
The asteroid?
More or less, it doesn't matter. The population is wiped out. And you're all that's left as far as you know. You have no interactions with other people. You're
women?
Talking about that, Donna.
Let's just say no.
Oh, God.
You're charged with making a life for yourself. and making it as easy as possible and living out your days.
Well, then anywhere would be fine. I mean,
I could do it.
You'd live in Illinois, though? I would not live here with these winters.
Probably
and
not.
These summers.
No, not probably not. Yeah, I would probably go down to Florida or whatever.
Florida? What about hurricanes, then? That's a real thing every year.
Hurricanes.
I'd want to go someplace with as mild a weather as possible.
Well, like Atlanta? Where are you going to go?
Fuck Atlanta. They got a lot of cold down there,
wherever it
too.
Is, you
got
to dig in.
But so you're by yourself.
Why risk a month or two trip not knowing where you're going to go and dig in?
You might take a year trip right here.
No, you spend summer up here. Then the winter, you go down to New Orleans or wherever.
You migrate like a bird.
Yeah, right.
You just migrate for the winter.
The Arctic Tern. But what?
Well, you can only do that for the first few years because eventually you got to get settled to the point where you can grow your own.
Well, wait a minute. Eventually food is a problem. I got to clarify what you're the only person in the world. There's
as far as you know,
nobody
might,
else.
Effectively. We'll say there might be somebody in Russia.
Going nowhere. There's no one else.
I don't know if I'd want to live.
This is the scenario.
Would you kill myself? I think.
Yeah.
Why kill yourself? This is the dream. There's nobody else in the world. That's my dream.
Well, no dreams. Me and 100. You know, me and the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
I'll nag you. Where's my fucking coconut, Armand?
Yeah, but you kill him.
Pina colada.
I don't know. Do I have a gun?
You kill him?
Yeah. Hell,
I'd rather just be dead. Whatever killed the rest of them just took care of it for me.
I don't know. Being alone. I don't know. You want to live by yourself? You're the only person in the world. The last
better
man
than
on
being
earth,
dead.
Like Vincent Price.
It's better than being dead.
That's pretty rough.
Given the choice right now, everybody else in the world is going to live or die, and you have a gun right now, and you can join them or just continue living. What are you going to do? You're going to pick up that gun? But the catch is you have to do that right now, or you will never be able to.
Right, right.
You have to die a natural death.
That's what
death.
I was going to say. Eventually, you probably do it. I mean, you're going to get old, and you're going to say, the hell with it. You would think
you'd
get depressed.
Oh, you'll find a clip to yourself of.
Yeah. Well, what if that's
or
the deal?
A lion. Just go kill yourself with a lion.
Kill yourself with a lion?
There's
a thought. Suicide by a lion.
Marissa says the rapture is scientifically impossible. I'll go along with that.
Well, sure. Duh, Marissa. Just saying, buddy.
I mean, if you're Catholic, throw it some... What?
What's it say? I mean, if you're Catholic, throw it some Hail Marys.
And you're good. And you're good.
Yeah, throw some Hail Marys in. Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'll try it.
I've always believed, that's what they always say, all you got to do is repent right at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, the end is nigh, repent. That is the sign.
Yeah, I never bought that one. Yeah. Like these guys, you know, like Manson and these guys that are multi serial killers. Mm-hmm. But at the end, they want to see the priest. They recant. Are they going to heaven?
No.
Whereas some guy, like I said, is a nice guy, but you jerked off too much, watched too much porn. You're going to hell,
are you saying is there unforgivable sins?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I would think thou shalt not kill is one of those.
That's a big one.
Yeah, thou shalt not fuck your neighbor's wife.
And I would
or
like to
went.
Think that it wouldn't be judged on superficial bullshit. That it would be like what's truly in your heart. If you are going to get like chosen to go up or go down, whatever the case may be,
what's up, Tyler?
And you're at judged, it wouldn't, and you're being judged. It wouldn't be like, did this guy jerk off too much or did he have impure thoughts? It was like, did he try to help people? Did he have people's best interests at heart? Was he a good soul? Did he want to harm people? Did he enjoy seeing people
suffer? Okay, but,
or did he
but you had premarital
them?
Sex. There are these all...
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like that...
Well, how many of those rules
sort of
are our
judgment.
Rules versus
well,
the
nobody
creator's
says it
rules.
Makes sense. You know,
right,
says
right.
It makes sense.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying I'd like to think it wouldn't be so superficial as shit like premarital
so what you're
sex.
Saying there's
or
a...
if you're homosexual. I mean, that's...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think that'd have any fucking bearing on it.
What you're saying is if you're universally moral, more or less, you're good to go. Obviously, if you've hurt people, that's bad.
Yeah, on purpose without remorse. You know what I mean? For no good reason.
All
I mean,
right. What if you did it
I'm
on purpose
saying,
and
like,
then
you
had
know,
remorse?
If it's God and he's judging you, he knows what kind of person you are. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what kind of what you're thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if
that's I mean,
the
that's
case,
instant.
Like,
it's an instant thing.
Yeah, but
right?
What
he already knows. Like,
the Akashic Records got all that shit.
I know this motherfucker.
Yeah, but what if
you ain't getting in? Turn your ass around. Go see Satan.
But a lot of these people are, you know, by law, they're insane. Does God have the same, you know, like, oh, I killed a bunch of people, but I'm not in my right head. Right,
same thing
know,
as being a baby.
I had PTSD or something.
When you think know? It's the same thing as being a baby?
What?
Whenever you're completely and literally insane like that, to where you basically have a broken brain, there's no difference than being a baby who never has a developed brain.
You're not necessarily responsible, right?
I mean, think so.
Okay, well, you think God? I mean, that's legal. I don't know about what God thinks.
Yeah, we're getting into a real gray area here. If God,
well,
you can think at this point, if did God create the serial killers himself? I mean, then at that point, what's the difference there? God did it, you know, like, this was my plan.
Well, that's the free will argument that I've been getting into with, what's his name?
Well, do Dylan. Babies and or people who are functionally
How about aborted babies? How about aborted babies?
I mean, now we're
Is just, heaven just for humans? I mean, can my dog go if he's nice?
That's another question. I don't know. Your plant? Can you take your plant with you?
Hmm.
Hell is scientifically impossible. Well, that's Marissa again. I'd have to agree with that, too.
What's Jay say right there?
He says, got to have one more person on Earth that just happens to be on Xbox. You know, I'll smoke up until the server stop and shit happens.
You guys, yeah. I don't know. I think I could live by my... Remember, that's another Twilight Zone episode where Burgess Meredith never has enough time to read. He wants to read. And then there's the apocalypse. And I guess he's down in a hole somewhere in his library or whatever. And it turns out he broke his glasses.
That'd be a cool thing. Remember the movie I Am Legend, the Will Smith remake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of the things he was doing is collecting his giant media library. That would be a fun thing to do when you're going through the houses looking for supplies. Go through the movie collections. Oh fuck, I don't have Ben-Hur yet or whatever you got.
So right. That brings up, what is your favorite apocalyptic post-apocalypse movie?
Scenario? Movie? Oh, that's a tough one.
I kind of like the Omega Man
book,
which
of
is
Eli's
the original.
Really
I,
right,
it's I a, Am it, Legend. It's the well, it's not even the original, is it? That was Charlton
no,
Heston's.
Well, the original was Vincent Price.
Right,
Last Man on Earth.
Yep.
I Am Legend's good. I like Book of Eli also.
Omega Man, they were... I watched that, but that was Charlton Heston, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the zombies, so to speak, were right. The worst fucking zombies ever.
I liked them, though.
They were like regular humans. They were like...
They were albinos.
We are now just different. And they talk like, you know, we are different.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Charlton Heston.
Check it out first. They're kind of...
What's his name?
Like
Neville?
Him.
Something Neville? Robert Neville? Was the character?
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
And Waterworld was
Anthony
good.
Zerbe was the main
guy. That was a good one.
Waterworld? Really?
You didn't like that
Costner?
Movie?
No, I didn't hate it. But
what
I,
about
I
that as an apocalypse?
Great. That was a weird apocalypse. So, yeah, what
the polar,
why that's, gonna, that's, why that's what's going to happen in our future.
Was that global warming?
Warming?
Is that
maybe.
What it was? Okay,
yeah, the polar ice caps melted.
Get a raspberry for that one.
That was great.
Yeah.
And the only thing above ground, more or less, 28
days later is a good flick.
Yeah. That's a pandemic.
That wasn't bad.
That's a pandemic / zombie type apocalypse.
Pandemic more than zombie.
I would hate zombie apocalypse. That'd be the worst one.
Really?
You'd like to have a zombie apocalypse?
I think it'd be better than like a biological. I mean, you got nothing. You just sit there and just wait to get, you know,
I would rather be
alive.
Bored and sitting and fucking, you know, what is it, where you get away from everybody?
I don't know,
it'd be kind of
cool to
quarantine.
Yeah, but you shoot people. That's kind of cool.
I would rather have to worry about getting bit than getting an airborne virus infection. If I could, you know, get this virus and it's airborne.
Well, if it's like Walking Dead where you already have it.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
All you got to do is die to turn into a zombie.
See,
that.
I'm not familiar with Walking Dead. What's the deal? What's the deal with that? Is it the usual like George Romero kind of zombie thing, or what? You can be a zombie and still kind of.
It's more about the people and their interactions with other people.
But the
zombies
eat them.
Like a side.
Zombies eat them, but they
thing.
Don't need to eat them.
What was that?
Zombies have no need for food or water in the Walking Dead.
What was that one with Woody Harrelson?
Zombieland.
Yeah. Zombieland.
That was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a good
one. They're making
a
sequel to that, right?
Are they? That was not a bad movie. I like that one.
Bill Murray's cameo, and that was great.
That was Michael Cera, or who was
that? Shaun of the Dead. Was that any good?
Kid.
Shaun of the Dead was good.
It was okay.
Marissa. I wish I did, Marissa, but...
Have a few pints at the Winchester and wait for all this to blow over?
I'm softening. What's that?
He's talking about...
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. I'm trying to think, what else... They're pretty. I guess I have to say, On the Beach is my favorite, though. That you guys got to see that movie. You'd really like it.
Let's see here. I've got a list of apocalyptic movies.
Kind
12
of
off Monkeys.
Topic, but I want to watch Weekend at Bernie's again. Both of those. Those were something special.
I haven't seen them in a while.
Those were something special, huh? What about The Matrix? That's AI takeover.
That's post-apocalyptic, that is, though. You know, Zion was post-apocalyptic.
Think about it. If AI takes over, Terminator. Terminator's the perfect scenario for apocalypse.
Yeah, Skynet, man.
Eventually Skynet or whatever computer thinks that they know better how to take care of us than us, and then it doesn't even become important to that computer to take care of us. It's all about themselves. And then we're fucked. As soon as they get the ability to affect things outside of their...
That's a good one.
The flood.
What do you mean? Like the apocalypse or like the...
Halo
biblical?
Flood.
Oh, like an alien type invasion?
That spreads like that. God damn, I got heartburn.
Which one did you like better, Armageddon or Deep Impact? Weren't they the same pretty much?
Armageddon was good. I don't remember a lot about Deep Impact, but I like Armageddon.
There's a phenomenon of movies called twinsy movies. So movies like those two or Tombstone and Wyatt Earp come around the same time.
Valmont and Dangerous Liaisons, based on the same play, came out like a few months apart. It's unbelievable that happened, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think that...
And the other one's white, like White House Down, and the other one,
Olympus Down,
right,
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Same movie, basically.
But your question though, which one was a better movie, Deep Impact or Armageddon? Yeah. I think Armageddon was a more like a blockbustery, comic booky, cartoony type of movie. Deep Impact was a much more kind of fucked up movie because that shit happened, like that hit, and Deep Impact, the asteroid hit, and there was nothing they could do about it. It was much more realistic, like a scenario than mine. Like it's
spoiler alert: they don't stop it in Deep Impact. Everybody dies.
Was that what happened?
No, not everybody dies. That's the one where they create the gigantic. No, that's 2012. Did you see that with John Cusack where they, the asteroids come and they create the giant arcs?
Yeah, that's a good flip.
They think they're going to be spaceships, but they end up being just boats.
Right, right. And what was the point of that? That they would survive in the sea?
Yeah, because they figured it was going to be
a tidal wave,
and they would just ride it out that way.
I don't know, though. Does that make sense to you? I mean, because of the atmosphere. No, they
built them in basically the Himalayas.
Right, so. I remember that, but I mean, would they survive even after the tidal? Because the atmosphere is burned away, isn't it?
That's my thought, too. Even if, like, something the size of, like, the Chicxulub asteroid hits the middle of the ocean, you know what I mean? There's a fireball.
Yeah, right.
They're lighting the atmosphere on fire at that point. It doesn't even matter. It's blowing up more or less before it hits the ground anyway, because hitting the atmosphere is more or less hitting solid anyway.
Yeah, I think that wasn't even the worst. I think the Great Extinction was the worst of all. I don't know, was that the Ordovician Silurian?
Let's take a look here.
Yeah, it's called the Great Extinction. Like 99.7% of all species.
Permian Triassic extinction, the big one, colloquially known as the Great Dying, the End Permian Extinction or the Great Permian Extinction occurred about 250 million years ago, forming the boundary between the Permian and Triassic geologic.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, because the KTs, the Cretaceous Paleogene, right? That's the one that was 66 million years ago, killed the dinosaurs.
Wow, that is the only known mass extinction of insects.
Yeah, insects too. Yeah,
nailed it.
What was the cause? I mean,
I'm looking right now.
That one is a meteor, but that's pretty close.
Suggested mechanisms include meteor impacts, massive volcanism,
right,
such as that of Siberian traps.
Even the cockroaches didn't make it through that.
Or a runaway greenhouse effect, possibly.
Oh. That'd be bad.
Released methane, fucked up
raspberry.
You don't think so?
It happened on Venus.
I'll explain that to you sometime. Has nothing to do with carbon dioxide.
Right, yeah, I don't want to get into it today. I agree. But what is it?
I'll explain it to you later. What's Marissa saying? Tomorrow will be today, tonight.
Yeah, she's making a lot of sense today. Marissa, I want what you got.
Yeah, she's a good girl. She's cute.
I love Marissa. She's great.
I know. And Frank's cool, too. Land Before Time.
All of our listeners are great.
Yeah, I know. You got some great listeners.
Land Before Time.
Lucky bastards.
Not really post-apocalyptic, though. That was about the dinosaurs, right?
Yeah, wasn't that H.G. Wells?
No, Land Before Time was like the cartoon about like fucking
Littlefoot.
And what was the other one they said there?
Land of the Giants. Remember that one?
Tomorrow, what was it? Day After Tomorrow. That was the one with Dennis Quaid where they had the that was a good one. So it was a runaway weather effect where the North Atlantic current stopped, and it basically created a gigantic hurricane that sucked down really cold air from the atmosphere and created an instant new ice age, frozen northern hemisphere. I thought it was a good movie.
So then what happened? The warm water up to the...
Right.
Yeah, that's the Gulf Stream.
The whole weather patterns of the planet, more or less. But that stopped. Apparently.
Well, that's what they say global warming's going to do. It's going to mess up all these, the Gulf Stream.
In that movie, I think what they said is the global warming put too much saline water from the ice caps into the salty water, and it fucked up the whole...
Right. It's a halide. Yeah, the halide. That's what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. The day the Earth stood still, I don't think that's really not... It could have been.
Yeah.
If we didn't get our shit together, they're going to blow us away.
What was it? Klaatu
Barata Nictu. Yeah.
That was the original. A lot of people think that's from... Evil Dead and Army of Darkness, but no, it was
no, and that's from the original, the 1951 version. Did they say it in the Keanu Reeves one?
I didn't watch it. I watched it, but I only watched it once. It was poop.
Scientifically impossible for the Earth to stand still. That's correct too.
Unless you got Superman flying fast enough backwards.
Well, he turned around. Yeah,
he could have stopped and made it just. I assume he could have got it to the point where it stood still and everybody was like a statue for eternity.
Spins at like 800 mile an hour, right, or something like that.
Almost like 1,000 miles an hour. Yeah.
I know you got like they travel at 17,600 miles an hour around the Earth in orbit, but then it only takes them like 90 minutes to make an orbit. So that doesn't help anything.
No.
Yeah, I think it spins about 1,000 miles because the circumference, I believe, is 24,000 miles, and it's a day. So obviously it's got to be
1,000 miles per hour. Nailed it.
Thank you. And how fast are we going around?
Relative to what, though?
Well, how fast are we going around the sun? We're also traveling.
How fast do we?
The Earth. Well, you can figure out 93 million miles times the circumference would be 2 pi times 93
about
million.
About 67,000
miles an hour, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's roughly about that's 20 miles a second.
That's booking, man.
Yeah, but it's all relative to something else. I mean,
and the sun's rotating around the
center of the galaxy,
right? Because the
galaxy's got
the cosmic year's 220 million years.
It's ever expanding, so that means it's going in one direction. While
the
it's
galactic,
going.
What's the galactic year like?
220 million years. Well, our years 220 million years for the sun to make a
225 million years
to go around the center of the galaxy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So there you go. Yeah.
So our solar system is only, we're saying, what, 4.6 billion years? So we're looking at 18 years old finally. Hey, we finally hit 18. So
we can drink.
We can drink.
No, we can't.
Which will come in handy because there's a gigantic cloud of alcohol out there. That's a couple trillion gallons of alcohol they found.
Hey, did you see that that new planet they found, 100 AUs? It's a dwarf planet.
Yeah,
far out.
Way out on the edge of the solar system.
100 AUs, almost that's pretty far away.
Yeah, considering what is Pluto?
Pluto's like 34, I think. Yeah.
It's a long fucking way out. It's like three times further than Pluto is out.
Yeah. How the hell did they find it? Jesus Christ.
I mean, telescope?
Well, obviously, but
probably gravitational effects on other objects.
Yeah.
It's just a planet. It's
their
just
mass effect, something else is grabbing.
Well, I think when they get that Spitzer, that's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, the space telescope? The new one? Yeah.
Any other movies?
I'm looking through here. There's a fucking billion of them, man.
I guess.
Anything worth talking about is a thing. The Terminator we talked about. A lot of them are very similar. They're either
War of the Worlds. That's a good one, yeah.
War of the Worlds. Yeah, that was a good one. Did you see the Tom Cruise remake, which wasn't actually that bad?
Yeah, it was okay, yeah.
Where they were already here.
Right,
like They were hidden underground waiting to be turned back on. It was pretty good.
I watched it, but I don't remember it. Yeah, I watched it, though. I did watch it.
So what are the odds, then, would you say, of like a weather event would, you know, like, because some of these, it's like the
that's not volcanic?
Yeah, what was the one that's the core of the Earth? There's something, you know, happens to the core.
The core.
Of the Earth.
The core.
Okay.
Yeah, where they stopped the spinning, which stopped the magnetic field.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That was a good
one.
That
would fuck everything up. But how about, I don't know if you remember this one. This is the most preposterous premise. The sun is going to stop. The nuclear reactions of the sun are going to stop. And these guys are on a spaceship.
What
to go to
was
the
that
sun
called?
With a nuclear, yeah, to restart it with some kind of nuclear device.
Eric, you like that movie? What was it called?
You like that?
The one with Captain America in it, where they go to the sun to restart the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
preposterous.
Icarus was the name of the mission. It was Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Get that for us, will you? I got to see that.
I have that.
That was so awful.
I have a copy of that somewhere.
Okay. Starship
Sunshine, 2007. Starship Troopers, that wasn't post-apocalyptic, though.
They went to another planet, right?
Right. It was bugs. The bugs were attacking our planet, but it wasn't post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
So that one's right out, Frank. God damn it, Frank.
I think that's got some kind of record for the most, like, bullets fired or something in a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That can't be.
Weird record.
That can't be.
You can look it up. It has something.
I'm not going to look it up.
Well, I'll look it up.
Executive decision.
Okay. Sure.
Let's see. Apocalypse movies here.
What else we got? X-Men The Last Stand. Was that apocalyptic?
No, but there's X-Men Apocalypse. I guess that was an apocalypse movie. Apocalypse, the alien, or the mutant came.
What about Thor Ragnarok? I think it was Frank, brought up Ragnarok. I guess that's the end of the world.
For them, that's their apocalypse.
That's Norse mythology.
World War Z, that was another. Did you see that was a really good zombie movie?
I can't remember.
I hear the movie is way different than the book, though. It was pretty good. They found out in that particular version of zombies would not attack sick or hurt people. So what they end up doing is going to like the CDC or another place like that and getting like malaria or another, not malaria,
whatever.
Know,
yeah, some kind
of. Just infecting the population to the point where the zombies ignored them.
Is that what happened in the movie?
Yeah. Remember Brad Pitt? He noticed the kid was cowering in the streets, and the zombies were more or less just fucking running right by him.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
And then somebody had a hurt leg, and they left him alone or some shit like that.
Got it. Yeah, that's a nice twist.
Yeah.
I actually saw a movie where the zombie was in love with a gal. You remember what I'm talking about? It was like comedy. A romantic comedy with a zombie.
It was
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Day of the Dead. Mina Savari, Nick Cannon.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, and the zombie was the dork that was in the army, but he was in love. Yeah, that was Day of the Dead.
Stupid, but...
It was a remake of Day of the Dead, yeah. The original was pretty good. It had that scene where the helicopter chops that zombie's top of his head off.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
I think that's the best one, really. That's my favorite.
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah,
the George Romero.
Right, Dawn of the Dead. Is that what you said?
Day of the Dead. Day of the Dead was with the military underground.
Okay.
Dawn of the Dead was the mall. The zombie. Now, Day of the Dead was with the helicopter. That was the one where they come up out of the bunker underground and they had the helicopter there. Dawn of the Dead was the mall.
Tim Roth, Mekhi Phifer. Yeah,
that's the remake, also in a mall. But the original took place in a mall, too.
Oh. Yeah, remember they did have the chopper. That's how they got away. And that stupid zombie got up on a whatever and got the top of his head cut off. But, I mean, there's only so many ways you can kill a zombie. I'm sure they've
If you got to take out their brain, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was it.
Style points at that.
28 days later and 28 weeks later.
Which one of those is better, Eric? I liked the first one better.
First one's definitely better.
Pretty good.
Yeah, second one was okay. It was good, but it, like, I felt like it jumped a shark with him being
immune.
He
made it too systemic and he knew too much about it.
Yeah.
Like in the first movie, it just happened
the mystery
and shit
was
happening.
Did you ever see the Andromeda Strain?
No, that's Michael Crichton, though.
Yeah,
right?
It was pretty good.
I had not seen it.
Pretty good.
It's a space bug or something, right?
Right, right.
A space boy.
I mean, it wasn't apocalyptic.
Well, you ever see that movie, Life?
Apocalypse. Which one?
Life with Ryan Reynolds?
No, I've seen Life with Tim Roth or with Martin and Eddie Murphy.
No.
That was a good one.
No.
I never saw it.
It's and actually, Ryan Reynolds has a very small part in it, but he's like a notable character that made me want to watch it, and the fucking movie was great.
Life?
So they're on, yeah, they're on this the ISS, and they're intercepting a soil sample from Mars to like...
Oh, I have seen that.
Fucking killer movie.
Yeah,
right?
I
named
that.
That fucking... That,
right,
yeah,
right.
But...
Life,
no,
huh?
I forgot about
Life.
Good.
Real good
yeah, it
movie.
Wasn't bad, yeah.
Crazy like space the, fucking alien ends
right,
up trying
right.
to kill
Venom?
Them all in the food.
On the space like, station.
Oh, yeah.
Is it basically Venom? More or less, is it like just a weird fucking goo organism that tries to...
You'd have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it anymore.
What about
really
Rain of Fire? Did you see that one?
No.
It was with Matthew McConaughey
with
the dragons?
No.
Yeah. Think about that. So they fucking dragons were real, apparently, at one point in time, and then one last dragon went to ground a long-ass time ago. So in London, they're building their subways, and they fucking drill into where the dragon's at and waking it up. Well, it has apparently enough eggs to spawn out and enough dragons to take over the whole world. And they basically are just horrible dragons. They burn everything up. People are relegated to living in small spots where they can and growing their food however they can.
Wow.
Well, then
you should watch it. Matthew McConaughey
really
was
good.
Badass in that movie.
Well, then let me ask you, what's your preferred method of apocalypse? Apocalypse. If it has to happen, what's your choice? Asteroid, get it over with? Well, that'd be 6 months you'd have time. But.
I don't want any type of apocalypse that actually ruins the planet so that I can't survive and take advantage of it.
No,
financial would probably be the easiest on everybody.
I would say...
Yeah, financial would be the easiest on everybody.
I would like the one where everybody gets sick except for me. Just let everybody die.
The true hedonist.
I mean, you know, at that point, it's the easiest.
Yeah.
The only problem then is the massive amount of bodies you got to deal with everywhere.
Yeah, that would stink.
I mean, that would only stink for a little while. Couple weeks,
I guess.
Figure, I mean,
yeah,
it would take,
I guess, yeah, that's it.
Before they start
to open,
yeah, I mean, they'll mummify pretty quick and get gross, and all the liquids will be gone before too long.
Well, they say, you know, I mean, if for instance, mankind was wiped out, they said, what, like 20,000 years, you would never even know we were here.
There was that show on History Channel that was Life After People, I think is what it was called, and they showed scenarios of what
Arctic Mysteries.
No, it's funny. We need to figure that out. But they showed the scenarios like what would happen to London and how many years like it would take for the
right.
plant life to come
vegetation,
and overgrow back
right,
up.
Right, right.
How long for the buildings to
it
collapse.
It wasn't that long.
It wouldn't take too long, you would think.
I heard in a post-apocalyptic movie, which was Resident Evil 3 Apocalypse, maybe was the subtitle of that movie. I can't remember. Anyways, they said it was 5 to 7 years and the desert took Vegas back.
I wouldn't even say it would take that long, honestly.
How many years?
5 to 7. And
that's
and,
all?
And
I would say it would take months.
And the
only months
the
for
desert
that desert
take
to
Vegas
take it back.
Really, you think? Months?
If you're not sweeping that sand out of there, dude. I'm saying it's a matter of months.
Stratosphere is pretty tall. Luxor.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of months before you don't even see the roads anymore.
Well, that, I was thinking.
I mean, obviously the buildings
sand
are going to be
swirling around and everything, I guess, yeah.
It's going to sit there like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Is The Stand an apocalyptic movie?
Yeah, fuck yeah. The Stand was, that was great. So The Stand was another one of those ones with an illness. Most of the population was wiped out by some flu.
Okay.
And then there was two sects of humanity left. One of them led by there was two people. Randall Flagg, which was Matthew McConaughey in the Dark Tower movies, his character. He was like an evil dude, and he was trying to bring about the apocalypse, and he had his own group of like evil humans. Then there was the good human group led by some crazy old black lady. She was pretty cool, I guess, but she was just another one of the cosmic entities in Stephen King's universe.
Wham-wham-wham-wham.
But I don't know, it was pretty good.
How about Night of the Comet? You remember that one?
Yeah, that's where the comet, like the trail of the comet.
Right. And like a bunch of kids, young kids, were the only ones that survived because they passed out or something before
Hunger
it came.
Games.
Well, that was a nuclear.
Post-apocalyptic.
That's kind of dystopian, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still post-apocalyptic, just way post-apocalyptic to where they brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because think about it. I mean, they fucked up the entire planet, and more or less they rebuilt society in a whole new way. It had to be apocalypse before you can reorganize like that. Unless there was just an immediate revolution.
That's what it was a huge war.
I don't know how you define apocalypse. To me, apocalypse is the end of everything. I don't know. I mean, even an economic breakdown, that's anarchy. That's,
right.
But I don't know. Apocalypse
Doomsday
means.
Doomsday versus the end.
Yeah, it's
apocalypse
over.
Versus the end of days versus like, whatever you want to call it. There's a, I mean, just
that's
depends
a great
on,
Star Trek episode, the Doomsday Machine.
Yeah,
remember that one?
Yep.
That's one of my favorites.
There's an episode of Futurama where the professor, one of his pastimes is making doomsday devices. So one of his devices gets
out.
That's
a good hobby. Yeah, everybody needs
he's
a
made
diversion.
Tons of them. He's fucking crazy, that old bastard, but I think he'd like that show.
But
he
that's,
always
but
comes
we're
running
talking,
into the room.
That's what we're talking about, apocalypse, though. Not... Yeah,
well, I mean,
not like Argentina.
There's apocalypse,
or, I mean,
which is
Venezuela.
There's different levels. There's the level of apocalypse, which is the collapse of civilization as
right.
we know it, the destruction of the planet.
But I don't call
the destruction
that
destruction of the universe. And
I call that.
What do you call that?
Well, end of civilization, but not the end of life.
So,
to me, the end of life, like
so
the great extinction,
a zombie apocalypse, for instance.
Yeah,
is that apocalypse?
That, yeah, that qualifies.
Okay,
because you're virtually all that's left is survival.
But it's not really a real apocalypse. I mean, it's the same thing as any other scenario. It's just...
Well, if Hitler had taken over the world, I don't want to call that an apocalypse. That would be, I don't know, the tyranny.
Yeah,
right. That would be not good. But it's not the apocalypse.
I guess in that regard, what's the difference between Hitler and the zombies at the end of the day? They're both trying to fucking get you and kill you.
Well, yeah. I mean, what was
Nazi
slavery?
A Nazi is a zombie.
To a black person in Africa... Being hooked around your neck and taken to the new world and made to pick cotton, that's pretty close to an apocalypse. Kinda, apocalyptic for those
Yeah, no, I totally
people.
Agree.
It's
yeah.
the end of your way of
probably
life.
Probably worse, than death in a way.
I agree.
Yeah, so, good. You know.
I don't know. Well, guys, you about done with this one for today? It's a little bit of a short show, last one before the holidays. Are we going to try to get in during the break and do
a
show?
I'll be here.
We can try.
You know me.
We can try, Eric says. So, no, we probably won't.
Well, Eric's exhausted. It's going to take him 3 months.
Luckily,
just to
he's going to get a little bit of break during the break. He's only got to win, what, four tournaments in the next
I'll
2 weeks?
I'll watch Futurama.
That's all you really got to do? That'd
Points,
be nice for you.
A lot of stuff, but yeah, yeah.
What else we got going on? Anything important? Armand, what do you got going on?
Me?
Nothing to talk about?
I don't have any money, so there's nothing
You going
to do.
Anywhere during the holidays, visiting family?
No, I go to my sister's, you know.
She still live in Granite?
Town and Country.
Town and Country? Gotcha. Over Missouri?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad you got somewhere to go and you're not just going to be in the office for the whole fucking break. I'd come visit you. I know I'll be up here during the week next week. I got to help Chrome do some recording on his show. So.
Well,
I'll visit. I'll stop by and visit.
Well, we can do a show if you want.
Yeah, we'll get rid of Eric. We don't need him.
Yeah, I mean, he's half asleep now. He's somnambulating here.
Somnambulating,
exactly.
Yes.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Oh,
have a great. Yeah,
that
you
reminds
too.
Me. AC/DC, I'm sure they're talking about what I was going to bring up. You said Night of the Comet. What
right.
about Maximum Overdrive? Did you ever see that?
I'm
was
trying
it,
to think.
It's what? Where the comet went by the planet, and the tail of it, yeah, had a green tail,
okay.
and all the cars in the world.
Oh, yeah, they were in, like, some kind of truck stop or something.
Right,
they
most
caught?
Of it took place in the truck stop, but
yeah,
it was pretty good. I loved that movie. AC/DC.
Okay. I
got to
check it out again. It's been a long...
Watch it. It was a good one.
Yeah. I don't think Stephen King likes... There's not
that
many...
Movie, really?
Well, I don't think there's many that were made that he does like.
Really?
Except maybe Misery, I guess, or something.
Misery was pretty good.
Wasn't
Shawshank, I'm sure you liked.
Yeah, that was his. Right. That was a
That's
short
one of those
story,
movies right? that looks old but will never seem old. You know what I mean? It's never going to be like, that movie's too old to watch.
No, that's a good flick.
It's a period piece. I guess a lot of period pieces right. are like that.
Timely. I kind of like The Green Mile better.
Really?
I like that movie.
It was good.
Another Darabont movie, though. Frank Darabont was the one who did both those, right?
Yeah,
I believe so. Green Mile and
But that
Shawshank.
Wasn't Stephen King or anything, was it?
Green Mile, I believe, wasn't it?
Was it? Another Stephen King? Stephen King directed. Oh, he did direct Maximum. Well, I guess he liked it then.
Yeah, because Ving. No,
yeah, Stephen Green Mile was by Stephen King.
Yeah,
wasn't Ving.
That wasn't
Rames.
Bad.
What's that guy's name?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, he cured Tom Hanks's ball cancer. Remember?
Yeah, and then spit it out like so many bugs.
Right, that was crazy.
Well, then it was the wife, right? The warden's wife. He went.
He also cured her. He cured several people.
And he spit out in that guy's face. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dead, right?
Michael Clark Duncan died a few years ago.
Well, he's a big guy. Holy shit, that guy's big.
Yeah.
All right. It wasn't gonna wait. And I don't know. I'm just reading.
Reading the comments.
Well, it looks like a lot of people showed up a little late.
Yeah.
Eric, he still hasn't showed up. He'll be here.
Yeah, Eric's not here. He missed this show. Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll we're
gonna
go ahead and
happy holidays.
Thanks for showing up. Sorry for the truncated show.
Happy holidays.
Bullshit topic, but we love you. Catch you next time.
Thank you.
So long.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm not going to take it anymore!